It's a scoreboard tailor-made for the diamond, with Max Scherzer pitching for the Bisons in Buffalo tonight. And local high school baseball and softball teams are in Binghamton competing for New York State Championships this weekend. I'm Jack Cruiser. This is The Scoreboard for Friday, June 13th. A promotion-filled weekend at Salem Field begins with a three-time Cy Young Award winner suiting up for the Buffalo Bisons tonight. As was mentioned on Wednesday's episode of The Scoreboard, Max Scherzer is set to make his return to live pitching by joining the Buffalo Bisons on a rehab stint. As Bisons play-by-play voice Pat Malacaro says, the younger pitchers on the staff will gain valuable knowledge from the two-time World Series champion, similar to how former NL Most Valuable Player Joey Votto aided a young Bisons group last season.
He was able to, every day for a month and a half in the pregame meeting that they would have, talk about different scenarios that he faced and different ways he dealt with them. That's something a lot of young pitchers will like to do in a small window with Max Scherzer.
Tonight's game will be the first time that the 40-year-old Scherzer pitches in a live game since March 29th and is expected to be on a pitch limit. Fans who are headed to Salem Field to see the future Hall of Famer should recognize that the goal tonight is not for Scherzer to throw a perfect game, but rather test how throwing to live batters feels while working through his right thumb inflammation injury.
It's making sure that you can grip the ball correctly. If he gives up a couple of runs, so be it. It's more about making sure everything feels good on the mound, that the pitches come out of the hand crisply, that everything, once the start's over, there's no inflammation in the thumb, all those different things that you kind of not worry about, but are always apprehensive about when you're coming back from rehab.
With the nature of Scherzer's injury, it is unknown whether this will be his only start for the Bisons on this rehab stint, or if this will be fans' only chance to see him play in Buffalo this season. Malacaro said that the only people who know if this will be a one-and-done situation are Scherzer and the medical staff. In a similar scenario, Scherzer, who has been injury-riddled the past few seasons, pitched against the Bisons while on a rehab assignment in September 2022 with the Syracuse Mets. In that 10-inning game, the Bisons won 2-1, despite Scherzer striking out seven batters in his 3 2/3 innings pitched. Along with seeing a future Hall of Famer, tonight's Bisons game is loaded with promotions, including the Resurgence Brewing Happy Hour, starting at 4:30 p.m. As Friendship Bracelet Night, fans can bring, make, and trade friendship bracelets pregame in an homage to the tradition within Taylor Swift's fan base. Buffalo Bills cornerback Christian Benford will be in attendance, taking to the mound before Scherzer to throw the ceremonial first pitch. Finally, the night will conclude with a post-game firework display, all at Salem Field. Saturday evening, the team is hosting a Lego Ninjago building event for fans, free of charge, beginning at 5:30. For Father's Day on Sunday, the ballpark will open at 11:30 a.m. when the first 2,000 fans will receive a baseball and are encouraged to stay after the game to play catch in the outfield. Once again, this season for fans north of the border, the Buffalo Bisons are running an at-par promotion for Canadian fans looking to come down for a ball game. For any game this season, including tonight's, Canadian fans can get their tickets at par with the American dollar with a 30% off discount on the Bisons website. Gates open for the pregame happy hour at 4:30 this evening, with first pitch between the Bisons and the Columbus Clippers set for 6:35 p.m. Four softball teams and one baseball team from local high schools have made their way to Binghamton for the New York State Public High School Athletic Association semifinals, seeking two wins on the weekend to return as state champions. In softball, Class AAA Lancaster takes on defending state champs Corning Painted Post from Section 4 in the semifinal today at 2:30. The winner advances to the state title game to face the victor of Shenandoah of Section 2 and Massapequa of Section 8 on Saturday, June 14th at 12:30 p.m. Lancaster seeks their first state championship in program history. The Legends have never appeared in the state championship game since the tournament began in 1985. In Class AA, Orchard Park softball battles with the 2024 state champs Burnt Hills Ballston Lake of Section 2 today at 4 p.m. In the other AA semifinal, Horseheads of Section 4 takes on Clarkstown South of Section 1. The winners play for the state state title tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Orchard Park is in the hunt for their second state championship in program history after winning the Class AA title in 2015. The Quakers have finished as the state runner-ups twice in 1994 and 2016. In Class A, Williamsville South softball duels with Ichabod Crane of Section 2 this morning at 11:30 a.m. for the right to play in the state championship against the winner of Section 4's Main Endwell and Section 11's Miller Place. The Class A final will be held Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. Will South has won four state championships in 2000, 2004, 2006, and 2014 since the Billies fell in the Class B title game in 1997. The last Williamsville Central School District softball program to win a state championship was Williamsville East in 2019. The final softball program at States is in Class D. Forestville is tasked with Hamilton of Section 3 in the semifinal today at 1 o'clock p.m. Tomorrow, the victor will face the winner of Crown Point of Section 7 and Argyle of Section 2 at 11 a.m. Forestville has never appeared in the state championship. The lone baseball Section 6 representative is in Class C, where Gowanda takes on Deposit Hancock of Section 4, who were state champs in Class D in 2022 and 2018, in the semifinal tonight at 7 p.m. The semifinal is held at Union Endicott High School. The winner will play in the state title game tomorrow at SUNY Binghamton at 4 o'clock against the winner of Saratoga Central of Section 2 and Burke Catholic of Section 9. The Panthers of Gowanda have never appeared in the state championship game since the baseball state tournament began in 1981. The last baseball team from Section 6 to bring a state championship back to Western New York was the 2023 DePew Wildcats, who won the Class B crown. The last time a Class C state championship was won by a Western New York team was 2009, when Frewsburg won. This has been The Scoreboard, presented by Zenner & Ritter Heating and Cooling for Friday, June 13th. I'm Jack Cruiser for Buffalo Toronto Public Media Sports.